Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Right now, when you take the sum of all parts, what's happening on our southern border is very interesting. Now, Mexico apparently is allowing all of these people to come through. Normally in Mexico, if you're an illegal immigrant in Mexico, that's a bad day. Every day that you're in Mexico is a bad day. And that's if they don't catch you. If they catch you, it gets worse. They used to arrest and deport illegals from El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras and Nicaragua. And for reasons unknown to many, including myself, they've stopped turning these invaders back, and they may be even actively assisting them on their travels north. I have a couple of ideas as to why they're doing this. The first thing that comes to mind is that with Operation Fast and Furious, when we were allowing guns to go across the border to the Sinaloas, we never contacted the Mexican government and told them that this was happening. And by far, the biggest group murdered with these weapons has been Mexican civilians. Now, I'm not a diplomat, never going to be drafted into that corps, but if my neighbor to the north had allowed some of my citizens, and, you know, I know that the Mexican government is sort of corrupt, but at the same time, if I was looking for a little payback, this would be one way I could do it, wouldn't it? Now, it would be relatively easy for the U.S. government to shut down the flow of criminal immigrants. They could put a lot of economic sanctions on Mexico for failing to stop the invaders at their southern border. They would be looking at two natural checkpoints, one in the state of Oaxaca on Mexico's west coast and the other in the state of Veracruz, Yave, one of the nation's east, on the nation's east coast. The vast wilderness area that's between those two states and the narrow foot of Mexico forces migrants to these coastal routes, where they could be captured and repatriated to the Mexico, if the Mexican and United States governments had any interest at all in stopping the invasion, which the two federal governments obviously do not. Since the feds on our side are not going to do it, where does this leave us? Well, like all other things when it comes to activism, it appears that it falls to us to do the job of stopping the criminal invasion that these governments won't. The Constitution at the time of our founding was written to lay out what the government could do, and the Bill of Rights was created to define individual rights and protect the citizenry from government tyranny. The Second Amendment was codified by the founders to acknowledge and protect a pre-existing human right to self-defense, which includes the right of self-defense from criminals, tyrants, and foreign invaders. If they were resurrected and got online today, the founders would take a very dim view of our government's refusal to protect the Republic's southern border with Mexico. And it's not just this one, okay? It's not just Obama. American presidents from both parties have repeatedly failed to build physical barriers to stop criminal immigration, drug cartels, armed smuggling, terrorist infiltration. Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California are all but undefended in many stretches as a practical matter. And the Border Patrol has been hamstrung by bureaucrats and politicians who do not wish for them to succeed. The big difference between the president's prior and the president we have today is he is blatant about what he's doing. He's refusing to lift a finger to stop a deluge of foreign invaders. In fact, he's talking about going to their points of origin and getting them pre-set up and then transporting them straight from there so they don't have to get on the train. So is this what he meant when he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America? Now, I've often asked the question, where's the pressure going to come from? How much more pressure can we take? Before we get to the answer to that, let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
You know, I seem to remember Obama when he was either running for president or after he was newly elected, talking about America's need for a civilian military equally equipped with just as much money as our military. I'm wondering, Bill, wouldn't it be something if through Fast and Furious and through the flood of immigration coming over the southern border, now he's talking about going to Nicaragua and actually flying them here,
yep,
so they don't even have to make an effort. Bill, what if we're seeing something, and it's been used in the past. Immigration has been used to destroy countries. In fact, Thomas Jefferson said that, talked about unfettered immigration being the demise of a nation. So what if we're seeing President Obama form his civilian military? Only problem is that the other problem is that he may be using foreign agents, foreign military, foreign gang members, foreign killers, foreign criminals to bring about his civilian military.
I think that may be giving him... I don't think he's that imaginative. Obama doesn't think out of the box.
I know that Obama isn't, but the people that are pulling Obama's strings are, and it has been used in the past. It's a form of welfare causing the demise of a nation financially.
Yeah, so Cloward and Piven strategy.
So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that we have no control over who's getting on the planes or the trains or coming across on a donkey over the Rio Grande into Arizona or Texas. We don't know. And I believe with all my heart, Bill, this man's intention is to fundamentally change, just like he said, the nation. And if you'll listen to the oath that he took on January 20th, 2009, it was executed perfectly for what his intents were. And that was to execute. Then Roberts interjected, the office of Obama said the presidency of the United States. He is executing the presidency of the United States. And they laughed at each other then when he took that oath. He's doing what he set out to do. He's destroying the nation.
I look at two events as far as a question mark with Obama, and then what's happening on the southern border. Those two things combined with that lends credence to what you're talking about. Crime is down. All crime is down in the United States, trending down, continuing to trend down, and yet he's going after guns. He loves gun control. He doesn't think anybody should own guns. And at the same time, we're allowing, on the good days, John, all we're allowing in these children These children that are coming across, they're not children in the sense that I look at children, because I look at our children first, and our children, because of these children, are going to be exposed to a bunch of disease vectors that we have eradicated here in the United States. And that's the best part of it. The other part of it is in Nogales, Arizona right now, the MS-13 and the drug cartels are using that facility as their recruiting ground, and they're using the Red Cross phone bank to do it. You want to hold on through the break?
Please.
Okay, you hang on. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Talking to John in Tennessee. I just gotten done ranting and you were about to come back, I think.
Yeah, what I was going to say was, Obama has proven that you can be a child and be at least 26 years old, because he said that children could stay on their parents' insurance until they were 26.
Of course.
But yet, if you're born as a child and you're 2 hours old, then he thinks you ought to be able to lay on a gurney and die, because you're not really a child. You're not even really a baby. So, and then to go back to the oath, Bill, he said that he swears to execute, and he stumbled over his own lips by intent, by design. Roberts interjected the office of, and Obama smiled and said, the presidency faithfully. So what he said was, I swear to execute the presidency faithfully. And the world heard, the office of, the presidency faithfully. This is what he has set out to do since 2009. It's time that people other than the patriot community get the wax out of their ears, get the film off their eyes, see and hear what's going on, and get serious that we are up against some people that literally want to bring not just communism, not just socialism, not just totalitarianism, fascism to this nation. They want us on our knees. And they're using age-old, read Art of War, they're using age-old tactics to do what they want to do, and no one's paying attention. And anyone that isn't opening their mouth, folks, if you're not talking about it to everybody that you see, everybody that you know, you're complicit because you're silent on the issue, and that makes you responsible, in my opinion.
Well said. I like it.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you. Now, looking back at what's not happening on the southern border, you know, if you look at poll after poll, that's one thing that people, although I've never taken part in one, I would love to meet somebody that's taken part in a poll. Never met one. But overall, the impression is that we're getting sort of sick and tired of the refusal of this administration to stop importing criminal aliens and distributing them around the nation. And some people are going have begun to take matters into their own hands. Now, some of these forms of action or protests, whenever the federal government tries to bus people into your town. But there's other groups that are taking a very active role along the border themselves, seeking to stop this invasion of our nation, since the federal government has no apparent interest in enforcing the rule of law. Enter the militias. There are photos showing dozens of members of the militia groups on the U.S.-Mexico border carrying weapons, wearing masks, tacked up, kitted up. Spokesperson for the group provided the photos along under the condition that the members' faces be blurred because of fear of being identified by cartel and gang members. One photo shows a Border Patrol agent leaning through an armed militia member's vehicle window and pointing on a map. See, the Border Patrol is besieged right now. While U.S. Customs and Border Protection earlier this month strongly rebuked the group's presence on the border, you have that picture of the Border Patrol agent showing somebody where to go. Governor Rick Perry in Texas has ordered 1,000 Texas National Guard members to the border, although he declined to comment specifically on the militia groups through a spokesman, but said he is leading to secure the border. These groups, including Oath Keepers and Three Percenters and Patriots, began recruiting and organizing more than a month ago as the national media began focusing on an influx of 50,000 unaccompanied minors. They are self-organized, they're self-contained, self-supporting, armed with semi-automatic weapons. Most of them are kitted up some way or another, militarily. Some are wearing military-grade body armor. Many appear to be military combat veterans and have defended the United States before in Afghanistan or Iraq. But this time, they're patrolling on our soil. They have intercepted criminal aliens. And those interceptions have been peaceful affairs where they call the Border Patrol to capture them, who just want to meet with those guys anyway because they're looking to obtain the free food, the medical care, the government housing. The Obama administration seems so intent on giving them as they try to groom a new far-left underclass of Democrat voters. But eventually, these militia groups, these volunteers, these citizen soldiers, are going to run into armed coyotes, or they're going to run into drug smugglers, or they're going to run into weapon smugglers, or they're going to run into human smugglers. In a lot of cases, the coyotes are actively escorted, or sometimes made up entirely of, members of the Mexican army. So there's going to be confrontations between those two groups, and there's going to be firefights between those two groups. Americans and the criminal invaders in those firefights, some of them, some of both groups, will fall. And this vivid cost in blood along our border is going to inflame the American people, who have been quietly simmering with rage against the lawless administration. So the question here is, how will we respond to civilians dying because federal agencies and the criminal enabling Obama administration refuse to fulfill their oaths of office? Now, if the current sentiment is any sort of a guide in this, any of the self-organizing militia who fall will result in the mobilization of more volunteers. And any attempt by this corrupted government to stop the militia patrols or press criminal charges against men and women doing the job they fail to do will result in citizens standing against government agents like they did at the Bundy Ranch, but this time with less patience. One of their obligations spelled out in the Constitution is that the federal government secures the borders and prevents foreign invasion, and they refuse to perform that simple task. It sort of suggests they're instead facilitating the invasion because they refuse to secure the border. They refuse to mobilize and deploy the National Guard. They refuse to and mobilize to deploy the Homeland Security and refuse to use many of the diplomatic tools at their ready disposal to stop the flow of immigration at Mexico's southern border, far, far from our own, stopping it at the source. Our federal government has abandoned us. They have abandoned their duty to defend this republic. And American citizens are now beginning to use their natural right to self-defense to form self-organized militias to protect their nation. This is inevitable. This is like a matter of physics. When the government fails, the people will rise and take the lead. We don't really have a whole lot of... We don't have any other choice in this either, folks. That's the sad thing. The president has abandoned the rule of law. So if you want to remain a sovereign nation, you've got to get active. Whether it's protesting, burning up phone lines, but you got to get ready. You got to get ready. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West shooting range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right. Welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. George in Texas. Yes, sir.
How you doing? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Well, you know, the thing is, I've written something on my blog about a week ago, and this is one of the things we can do locally. Right now, Brazoria County, I think the county commission voted unanimously in a resolution about not that they don't really want these unaccompanied minors in their county. Well, the federal government thumbed their nose in the county spaces, and in Manville, Texas, they're setting up a facility to house these unaccompanied minors that would come. Well, my idea is, since they're coming in with these communicable diseases like bubonic plague, tuberculosis, and all that stuff, I would direct the citizens approach the county sheriff, and the county sheriff direct the health department to lock down these people. I mean, bring them in a facility, but lock them down. They're not going to come out into the population.
Well, you know, part and parcel. This makes I don't know if anybody's made this correlation yet, but you know, the Bundy Ranch standoff, that was because the feds believed that they controlled everything around them, right?
Yes.
Which means they also believe that they can go into any county in the United States and set up one of these facilities you're describing. Right?
Yes.
Because they are supreme. Just ask them, they'll tell you. So, you know, and it's going to take, I mean, this is going to have to be a very concerted, coordinated effort, but the states have got to rebel against this. And I mean, even the blue states have got to rebel against this. Because, you know, with what I do on a daily basis, they're constantly telling me it's for the children. I've got grandchildren. I don't want them exposed to the bubonic plague. That's a level of compassion I don't possess. So, you know, especially you guys right there in Texas. Which part of Texas are you in?
I'm in Brazoria County, but I'm just saying, lock it down and quarantine these people, I mean, be a good idea. I mean, if this was done nationwide in counties, I really think these people think twice about jumping on a train, knowing they might be housed in some place, locked down for months, not knowing what's going to happen.
Okay, George, and this is just me being the devil's advocate, all right? We've already seen this in California where they protested buses coming in. They've sent in federal law enforcement authorities to make that happen, right? So in the event that your locale or any locale decides to do that, then the locale has also got to be willing for the confrontation that may be coming. And if they're willing for the confrontation, then go for it.
Yeah. And another thing, I did get on the, I'm going to put on the county commission agenda, because one thing, people, we got to start learning that Robert's Rules of Order when you go before local government. And I would like to see the motor voter law nullified on the local level.
Okay.
That makes it easy for these illegal aliens to register to vote.
If they get, yeah, because they get issued driver's licenses. Yeah, I see your point.
And even at the welfare offices, and direct the supervisor elections do not accept these voters' registration cards if there's no naturalization, if there's no proof of naturalization or proof of oath of allegiance or something like that.
Well, see, they'll get the voter cards, George, because their allegiance is going to be to the Democrats. And that's really sort of a mixed bag of things, too, though, because there's a lot of Republican voting big business owners that want as many illegal immigrants as they can get in there.
Well, Percy, you know what I would say? I would say no political party should be involved in voter registration drives anymore, and that should only be left up to the supervisor elections.
I agree with everything you're saying, but, I mean, in order to make that happen, you've got to be willing to have the confrontation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like I say, I mean, I tell the sheriff, let's have a posse.
Sheriff can do that.
But I'm just saying, like I say, if we're be willing for the confrontation, you know, I mean, let's do it.
I really think
if a few counties stand up and get bold, I really think it's going to spread like wildfire of these quarantine lockdowns. I really think the immigrants would think it's twice about jumping on the train because they know the federal government can't do nothing about it. Habeas corpus wouldn't apply.
Like I said, you're nailing it. You just got to keep the hammer in the hand all the time. That's all.
I'm gonna contact local Tea Party group and let's see about doing this.
Keep me in the loop if you would be so kind.
I will. Thank you. Have
you,
a good day.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to John in Austin. Yes, sir. John? Yep. Yes?
Yeah, hey. You know, the previous caller, man, a lot of great ideas there. Unfortunately, that takes time to put all that into place and to get that rolling. And that's one thing we do not have. Very quickly, you know, when I was working for the attorney, when I was an investigator, and I worked on the border. And here's some of the little tricks they do. In Texas, they can issue a delayed birth certificate up to 16 years old. Okay?
A delayed birth certificate.
Yep. They get a doctor. Say, yeah, this kid, I birthed this kid, and for some reason we weren't able to get a birth certificate done at that time. Here's my medical records here showing that I did it, and they issue a delayed birth certificate.
So they don't have to prove where they were living when this child was born.
Correct. And I know this because one of the doctors I busted down there was an OBGYN and was doing this. He actually stole a large number of birth certificates and was doing all this stuff, and this was one of the things we caught him on.
He stole a bunch of blank birth certificates?
Correct.
Oh.
From the hospital.
Okay.
And we caught that because I went in and audited the birth certificates, and they were out of sequence, and I found the missing sequences in his office.
In that particular case, what was the penalty for that guy?
He got 10 years probated, but because he had never naturalized as a citizen, he was deported. And never allowed to come back. He could come back into the U.S. and be handing $100 bills out on the street corner, and if I find him on the street corner, I just pass him in front of the judge, and he goes and does 10 years in club fed.
That's interesting. It's also interesting about the late birth certificate as well. I imagine that's a pretty good racket, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What they do down there, they have birthing centers, and they advertise inland, and they get the mothers to come up and pay to have their babies born in the U.S. when they turn up at the maternidad, the birthing center in the U.S. side, and they have apartment complexes where they keep these women if they're close to delivery. The doctor somehow is busy and can't make it, so they coach the girls how to go over to the hospital and get the TP-30 emergency Medicaid for undocumented aliens. So the doctor, and then the doctor just happens to be at the hospital and does the delivery. So not only has he gotten $3,000 to $5,000, $6,000 from the mother, he gets another couple thousand for delivering the baby from Medicaid.
And what about how much is it? What's a post-dated birth certificate? What's the going rate on one of those?
I'm not sure, Bill. It's been a long time. It costs you, depending on what the deal was. This guy was tied in with the cartels, with the Gulf Coast cartel.
So money was not really an object for him.
Yeah, because of what I did, they put a $25,000 bounty on my head. And, which really upset the Border Patrol guys because they only had 10 grand on theirs. But anyway, long story short, getting back to current. Bill, we gotta stop, we gotta keep them from coming across the border. And if that means we put a line up on the border and keep them from crossing, so be it. But we got to do it. And like you mentioned, our federal government has failed in its duty to protect the borders, to protect the citizens of the borders. Now, and however, in doing this, for a citizen, this would be something that the...
Hang on a minute, if you will. Hang on through the break for me.
Yeah.
We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant?
People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Freedom, bald, and dangerous.
All right. Welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to John in Austin, he was telling me about the robust post-dated birth control, birth certificate business, and I think you were going in another direction from there. What were you about to say?
What I was about to say is, Bill, we got to stand up and protect our borders. The government won't do it. We're gonna have as a citizen, and I've been thinking hard about this, real hard. You know, in one hand I got a face and what's in front of me, and on the other hand I'm gonna have the government behind me, and not in a backup way, but looking to drag me off and arrest me or do whatever they're going to do, you know. And so, like you said earlier, you got to be ready to take the confrontation front and back. You got to know who you can trust and who you can't down there, which is a tough thing. What people have to think, there's three basic rules of the border. First of all, the border is not Texas. It's not Mexico, it's not the United States. Border is the border. It has its own rhythm, its own rules, and operates under a different set. Two, you can't trust local PDs and sheriffs. I'm sorry, you just can't. Second, as a, and this is going to sound racist, but it's the truth, if you're a white guy get busted down there, you will not receive a fair trial. Period. End of discussions.
Right.
You just won't. I'm sorry. I've seen it too many times. I've known a couple of guys who've gone down hard. And so you got to go down there. Your best source of intel down there are the tick riders. And they are with the ag department, and they go and look for stray cattle from Mexico. They know every path, everything that's going on down there. And if you can get a tick rider to whisper in your ear where it's hot and where it's not, you're getting a real good source of intel. They're going to put the rangers down there, you know. I don't know, you know. There's not enough of them really to cover everything that needs to be covered. And that's the other problem too, is, you know, you got problems from McAllen and Harlingen all the way up to El Paso. And, with about a half a dozen hot spots, plazas, as they call them, channels, pathways that they come through. Now, the kids, there's only about 20% of the of what's coming through is what we would classify as children. And the rest are older teenager types and whatnot, adult. Left also throws the others, people from different countries and nationalities. The case of drug-resistant TB has been a problem down there for a long time. It's been where it was first noticed was in the jails, and they've kind of tamped that problem down and kept it quiet. But I don't know what Susie Soccer Mom's going to do when her little girl gets, you know, drug-resistant TB.
Or scabies or the rickets or all this other stuff that we haven't had in a long time.
Or raped, or beaten. Okay.
Yep.
See, the way I look at it, Bill, and I'll get off here because I could go on for a while. We got two distinct missions on the border.
Right.
One is a humanitarian mission. We've got children and people down there who are dying out in the bush. All right. The temperatures are in the hundreds. No rain, no water. We need to go get those people out and get them to safety. How they process out is how they process out, but we need to get them out. Two, all the criminal activity usually takes place at night. So we need to put our heavy hitters out at night to stem the flow of smuggling.
Right.
So you have, that's my opinion. That you have these two distinct missions.
Well, I mean, what's going to have to happen on the border is this, especially against the criminal element coming across. It's going to have to become so expensive in terms of loss of their revenue and in terms of loss of their people that they decide to quit doing it for a while.
Well, you know, Bill, if we catch them with dope, we'll burn the dope. Okay? Break their legs. Send them across the border. Okay?
Right.
You think I'm kidding?
No, I just, you know, I just
I mean,
had a vision. I had
fine.
A vision in my head when you said that. I'm sorry. Of that happening. That's all.
Yeah. You pile up all the dope where they can see it, and you light it on fire.
Right.
You say, bring more. And you put their guys... You know, you break their legs so they can't walk, the mules, and send them back over. All right, that's nicer than what they do. They cut off heads. You got to understand, these people, just cutting heads off and cutting hands off and finding people in the canals and the ditches up in Harlingen with their arms and hands and heads cut off. and that's been going on for a while.
Right.
And people might say, "Oh, Hoover's full of it. He's lost it." Man, go check the news. Go check the media, local. You'll hear it. You'll see it. And I'm not kidding on this. I'm truly not. I mean, I was down there on the border. I had to go look for people on the border. I was tied in with some heavy hitters, law enforcement side. You know, I used to have breakfast in the morning with the head of the Border Patrol station in Del Rio. We all used to meet over at this particular restaurant and have breakfast tacos. I mean, you know, you hear it. I'm hearing it straight from the horse's mouth, right?
Yeah, it's just interesting that nobody else looks for that information.
What?
Nobody in an official capacity gets.
It's not that they don't get it. They're not acknowledging it. They get
right.
Bill, there's something going on here, okay? And they want these people in here. Obama wants this to happen. If you've noticed, it's taking front and center of a lot of issues and pushed a lot of trash off to the side, off his back. He's going to have a voter block. Okay? I mean, if he walked up to me and stuck his hand out, I wouldn't check it. I'm sorry. I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Well, you and Rick Perry.
Oh, and then the picture of Rick Perry sitting there scowling and Obama sitting there laughing and cracking jokes. You know, you almost wish Perry'd reach over there and bitch slap him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's what this whole thing is on his shoulder.
Sure. And he's not doing anything. He doesn't want to do anything about it. And that's part and parcel of the problem.
So we're going to have to do it.
Right.
And that's just the bottom line. And there are guys down there doing it. And my hat's off to them. Okay? My hat's off to those guys. You know, because they're risking a lot going down there. And not just the danger of being injured or killed from the drug cartels, but of being arrested and then put in jail.
Yep.
And the crazy thing is most of them are operating on private land. About 98% of the land down there is private. There's very little public land along the border.
And most of them that go out there and do that at the behest of the landowner, don't they?
Yeah, they have to have permission of the landowner.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, John. I'm flipping in the next hour. You stay safe. All right, folks. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.